Welcome to Psychology Tidbits. Join Dr. Carlos as he explores the many areas of the human mind.
Some people are aware that antipsychotics can increase weight, but did you know it can actually increase the risk of metabolic syndrome, which then increases the risk of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease and premature death? So routinely monitoring for signs of metabolic syndrome in patients taking antipsychotics allow for early detection and intervention. Psychiatric pharmacists can improve patient care through metabolic syndrome monitoring. And we'll talk about metabolic syndrome and what it is in a minute. It's usually a criteria that's based off of five different areas. One is waist circumference. So anything higher than 40 inches on a man and 35 inches on a woman, and this is in the smallest part of the waist, right underneath the rib cage above the belly button. It's a pretty accurate measurement, better than the BMI. The BMI gives you a ballpark understanding. If you're not an athlete or somebody who's got a lot of muscle mass, but just an average individual, the BMI can start getting the ball rolling. But when you start measuring that waist circumference, that'll determine whether you have a lot of visceral fat around your organs. Also, triglyceride levels of over 150 is another measurement. HDL is the good cholesterol, as they call it, under 40 for men, under 50 for women. Blood pressure over 130. And the systolic blood pressure is when the body's pumping the blood out, or diastolic when it's setting it recover, it's restoring its blood capacity. So the diastolic is over 85, and that's usually a better measurement for people over 60 is the diastolic number. In youth under 50, it's usually going to look for systolic numbers. Fasting glucose over 100, or receiving treatment for elevated glucose. Now, there is this ethnical differences. Lower waist circumference cut point in Asian American men is 35 compared to the 40, and women is 31. Antipsychotics are associated with different likelihoods of causing metabolic abnormalities. Clozapine, olanzapine are considered high risks, and chlorpromazine is considered medium to high. Quetiapine, risperidone, and paliperidone are considered medium risk. And aripiprazole, lurasidone, ziprasidone, and haloperidol are considered low risk. Neuro antipsychotics like cariprazine and brexpiprazole and lumateperone appear to be low risk as well. Significant weight gain can occur, though, within 6 to 8 weeks of starting any antipsychotic, and early weight gain may be a predictor of long-term weight gain. So make sure, if you're on antipsychotics, make sure you check with your doctor to see if they're monitoring for metabolic syndrome. Some of the things you can do, of course, are lifestyle interventions. Aripiprazole is studied as an intervention for weight gain with clozapine and olanzapine. Metformin is also studied as an adjunct to attenuate or reduce weight gain with antipsychotics. Weight reduction with aripiprazole and metformin is modest, so the potential risks and benefits should be considered. Hydroxymethylglutarol COA reductase inhibitors are a first-time intervention for lipid lowering, especially for patients who fall into a statin benefit group. They're effective for HDL. For increasing HDL and reducing LDL. And thiazide diuretics or angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitors are first-line treatments for hypertension. Either way, make sure you talk to your doctor about this.